We're going to get started today. As you can see, we've got kind of a wide variety of topics, everything from insurance to environmental statutes and all of the various penalties and civil fines that were assessed in the litigation, both on the federal side and on the state side. We're also going to go all the way to the other side of the extreme into criminal law and talk a little bit about some of the exposure that various employees that you might not anticipate facing criminal exposure now can. And what that might mean, not only for those individuals, but also for your organizations. And then we'll talk a little bit about the state of law post-MDL, some jurisdictional issues, federal versus state issues, some of the other areas that really got fleshed out quite a bit in quite detail, remand issues, those types of things in the MDL proceedings. And we'll save some time for Q&A. We'll start with additional insured coverage. Many of you are probably familiar with the case that is kind of developed the moniker of Ranger, which was basically a dispute between BP and Transocean and its insurers. It tangentially involved Anadarko that somewhat intervened in the dispute. But the essence of the dispute was that BP tendered a claim to Transocean's insurers for damages resulting from subsea pollution. In response, Transocean's insurers, which were comprised of its self-insured layer, which was Ranger, and several tiers of excess coverage, pointed to the drilling contract and said, no, quite clearly, you have assumed the subsea pollution liabilities, and therefore that is not something that you would be an additional insured under Transocean's policies for. The case ultimately took a rather circuitous path, one you don't see terribly often. We started out in the district court with Judge Barbier, who first ruled in favor of Transocean and limited additional insured coverage.